Welcome to Financial Services Online's daily financial services news wrap. This is Paige Estrotori. It's Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. And here are today's top stories from the financial sector in Australia. Let's begin with the announcement coming in from the Fair Work Commission. In an effort to address the financial pressures faced by the workforce, they have proposed a considerable pay hike for Australia's lowest earning employees. Set to significantly surpass the inflation rate of 2.4%, the Australian Council of Trade Unions posits a 4.5% rise, which is backed by the Albanese government. If approved, this move, effective from July 1st this year, will see an elevation in the minimal hourly wage to $25.18. Moreover, this will increase the annual salary to $49,770, proving beneficial to approximately 2.6 million workers across the country. In international developments, the ongoing U.S.-China trade tensions have resulted in a notable decline in American agricultural exports to China. This has led Chinese restaurants, including popular eateries like Home Plate in Beijing, to seek alternative suppliers such as Australian beef. With restaurants also considering Brazilian and Russian imports, it's certain these tensions are creating significant ripples in global supply chains and commodity costs. Amidst accusations of trade agreement violations and uncertain future of trade resolutions, stakeholders are closely awaiting potential diplomatic solutions. Moving on to the domestic front, a recent survey reveals strong support amongst Australians for reforms aimed at making financial advice more accessible. With 82% in favor of such measures, it appears clear that pricing based on the complexity of advice is being widely advocated for. Interestingly, despite superannuation being a popular interest, many individuals haven't considered using their super for financial advice services. Both sides of the political spectrum have recognized the need for reform, and we're looking forward to seeing how Minister Daniel Molino continues the Delivering Better Financial Outcomes initiative. Lastly, in news related to superannuation, QSuper, now part of Australian Retirement Trust after its merger with SunSuper, has agreed to a $67 million settlement in a class action lawsuit over excessive life insurance premiums. The settlement doesn't involve any admission of liability and won't affect member accounts. This case puts a spotlight on transparency issues in superannuation fee structures and opens a new chapter of scrutiny and potential policy reforms in the financial sector. And that's it for today's wrap. Keep informed about the latest on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management by logging into our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for joining us. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.